So the meditation he taught was so simple. He talked about taking the one seat. You know, as if there's this room that you sit in, and you take a seat and you open the six windows and doors, which are the windows of the senses, and you take a seat in the center of the room, and you allow whatever wants to come in and out the doors to rise and pass as it does, and you have only one job. Stay in the seat and see what comes. He said, and that, from that place, we can learn the whole Dhamma of the heart, of all the ways we get entangled, and what it means to really find peace, to really find freedom. So simple. Meditation wasn't for him to get some states, to dissolve yourself into light, to have these great insights and visions and all of those things. You know, to meditate in that way, to get some experience, is like, okay, now I have it. Oh, I got it. It's great. I need more of this. Oh, I got it. It's so good. It's like holding your breath. Okay, I got it. Meditation, finally. You know? For him, meditation wasn't about that. It was a way to be with things as they are. It is a way to be with things as they are. And to discover that the heart can be free.